A reading from John's Gospel, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, and I'm reading from the Message, the Life Light. The Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word was God, in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him, nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Love pops up. We've reached the week in our Advent series when we celebrate the fact that God is with us in love. Let's reflect on that a little. I have noticed that even when things seem to be pretty dreadful, nothing is going right, everything seems rubbish, which many of us feel at the moment, somehow in that moment, love pops up. Maybe through the kind word, the reassuring voice, an act of caring, like an unexpected phone call. A message, email or text, a funny picture or video sent to you by a friend. Doesn't really matter what it is. The fact is that love pops up. You just can't stop it. Every one of us this year has been anxious and fearful at some time. Our worries may be very different and sometimes more severe than each other's. But you know that always in the midst of it, love has an uncanny way of popping up. Love has definitely popped up this morning in our wonderful and unique nativity story. It's been heartwarming to see our young people and a few fearless adults retell the story of the first Christmas day. Thanks to this story, we're reminded once again that God's amazing kingdom means that love cannot be put down. It can't be stopped. You see, love popped up at the beginning of time, through an act of generous love, God created a beautiful world for us to live in and care for. Love popped up through the stories of Abraham and Sarah, of Moses and the freeing of the Israelites. It kept popping up with the magical stories of Ruth and Esther, of the prophets standing up for love. But like the fulcrum, the centre of balance in the history of the world, love popped up in a manger in the back streets of Bethlehem that Christmas morning. C.S. Lewis, the famous author of the Narnia Chronicles, described this moment. The birth of Christ is the central event in the history of Earth, the very thing the whole story has been about. The very thing the whole story has been about. You see, the story of our faith as Christians is that no matter how dire the situation is there, God's love keeps popping up, surprising us, delighting us, challenging us on new and different things. You see, even in the darkest moments, God's love keeps popping up. I've heard so many stories of kindness in the past year, of neighbours looking out for each other, of people going the extra mile to help someone in need. I've heard stories of nurses and doctors helping those isolated in hospital keep in touch with family through video messages, through prayers and support for people in their darkest tough times. In all of this, love will keep popping up. You just can't keep it down. The next few weeks and months are not going to be easy. We know that. We know that there will be many challenges ahead. But what I do know is that love will keep on popping up in the most unexpected of places. But I guess that depends on each one of us. Last week, you might remember, I quoted Teresa of Avila, "Christ has no hands but our hands." One of the things I have been bowled over by this Christmas is the generosity of the folks here at Bell Road in sharing in worship and in all our online activity. Our online Advent calendar is a lovely example of how we have opened our homes to share messages with each other. I particularly have my favourite moment, and it is dedicated to Anasia's cat, who I thought was pretty amazing. God's love keeps popping up through these messages. So if you're feeling a little low over the Christmas period, or if your plans have changed, even now, look out for when love pops up. Look out for those magical moments. If it's tough for you, don't look out on your own. Ring a friend and talk to someone. That's the message of Christmas. Just as God made love pop up in a dirty old stable 2,000 years ago, we, his people, are here to share that love and to make space for God's love to pop up through us all. Amen.